I'll move on now to the next section on the P11D, and that's section H, which covers interest-free and low-interest loans, and where again we have a working sheet, which is number 4. The provision of an interest-free loan or a low-interest loan to an employee that is interest at a rate below the official rate, which was 6.25% at the start of the year, and for which the average for the whole year was 6.1%. PLWD Working Sheet 4 will help us calculate the cash equivalent of any interest-free loans. We don't have to report on the PLWD details of loans used for a qualifying purpose. And if you want to check what a qualifying purpose is, have a look at Chapter 17 and Appendix 5 of the booklet 480. Employers are required to report the cash equivalent for each non-qualifying loan, and we report them separately except for a close company that elects to treat all non-qualifying loans in the same currency as one loan. I think the key point is that if the total amount outstanding on all non-qualifying loans does not exceed £5,000 at any time in the 2008-09 tax year, then the loans can be disregarded. There would be tax relief on a bridging loan, perhaps, but only if the loan is made as part of a qualifying relocation package. We need to be very careful with directors' loan accounts that become overdrawn. If a director's loan account was overdrawn by more than £5,000, even if it is repaid by the end of the tax year or the end of the accounting period, having exceeded the £5,000 limit, there will be a benefit to be reported on the P11D. I move on from there to section I of the P11D, which is private medical treatment or insurance. And the provision of private medical treatment or insurance, except in circumstances such as medical insurance for overseas duties, will be a taxable benefit in kind on all P11D employees, but will not be a taxable benefit for any P9D employees. Employers are required to report the cost of any private medical or dental treatment or indeed any insurance premiums and the cost of any excess on a medical insurance premium if that cost is met by the employer. Any amount made good by the employee or director should be deducted, and then the net cash equivalent will be reported on the P11D. The cost of medical screening, health screening, that is generally available to all employees, will not be reportable as a benefit in kind. AAT members may remember that just over a year ago, the revenue made some changes by statutory instrument so that from August 2007, there was to be a tax charge unless the benefit was available to all employees. And there was somewhat of a furore about that. Well, on the 10th of December, 2008, HMRC announced that legislation will be brought forward to say that the previous non-standard and non-statutory practice of allowing medical benefits to senior groups would continue. So there'll be no benefit to be reported this year unless it's very restricted in who can have medical benefit. Another benefit which is non-taxable and therefore doesn't have to be reported on the P11D, would be the provision of an eye test under the Health and Safety Display Screen Unit Regulations of 1992. So if an employer provides this service, free eye tests, then it's not reportable. The next section on the P11D is Section J, which is for qualifying relocation expenditure. And again, we have a working sheet number 5. Relocation is where somebody moves from one part of a country to another, either to take up a new job, on promotion perhaps, within the same job. The cost of relocating an employee is reported year for qualifying expenditure that exceeds £8,000. Or it could be reported at Section N of the P11D, which I'll come to later, if it's non-qualifying expenditure. P11D Working Sheet 5 is provided to help us calculate the cash equivalent of any reportable relocation expense payments and benefits. It's important to remember that the £8,000 tax relief is not an annual limit And therefore, when we're preparing P11Ds for 2008-09, we need to ask the question about anyone who has been relocated during this year and in previous years where expenditure may have already been built up. Typical sort of example is that someone was initially relocated in 2007, and in 2007-08, the costs incurred of their relocation was, shall we say, £6,500. And then in 2008-09, the final costs were incurred of perhaps another £4,800. So we've got a total expenditure of £11,300. Last year, there would have been nothing to report because it was less than £8,000. This year, we would report the excess over £8,000 on the P11D. In other words, the additional £3,300. We are in troubled times at the moment, and it's worth me mentioning to you that whilst there's a time limit which says that the cost must be incurred within 12 months after the end of the year of assessment in which the relocation takes place, I can assure listeners that HMRC will be sympathetic if someone has problems either selling their old home or buying a new one, and therefore there's a need to extend the time limit. My advice, as always, is to seek an extension of the time limit in advance of it expiring, and then we'll get a sympathetic response from HMRC. Moving on, Section K of the P11D refers to services supplied, where we have to report the cost of any services supplied to the employees, either free or at a reduced rate. The cost of any in-house services, such as perhaps tax advice provided to employees of an accountancy firm or legal advice to employees of a law firm, will generally not be taxable unless it can be identifiable that there is a marginal cost of providing that advice. In a legal firm, the cost of conveyance in services would be tax-free, but not the cost of the legal searches. I suspect that the employer would get the employee to pay for those costs anyway. Next on the P11D is something that we will come across and does cause problems, and that's Section L, which is about assets placed at the employee's disposal. We have a reporting requirement here to report the annual value of the use of the employer's asset, and that annual value is 20% of the market value of the asset when it's first provided as a benefit in kind. And what might we have here? Well, if we've got an expensive painting that's purchased for a director and adorns his living room, that's a benefit in kind to be reported on the P11D. If the painting was in the director's office, at the company's premises, then I think we would argue that it's not a benefit in kind, it's simply there for when visitors come, or maybe it will be an investment for the company. Lesser items such as company laptops, fax machines, this type of thing, which may be provided for employees' business use, should not have a reportable benefit if any private use is merely incidental. Some employer-provided assets are exempt from a tax charge where the private use is regarded as significant in the context of its use by the employee in performing the duties. But we need to be careful because that exemption doesn't extend to the use of vehicles, and certainly not to the use of boats and aeroplanes. There is no taxable benefit if an employer provides equipment such as a wheelchair or hearing aids to an employee with a disability when it's provided to enable the employee to take up or retain their work, and where the employee uses the equipment significantly for business purposes.